Welcome to the weekly Lake Capitogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Capitogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
Good morning, Lake Capitogama and Voyageurs National Park. This is Ed Gakely with Jason Sheehan, who's the owner of the Pines of Capitogama, and this is the Nestor Falls Fishing and Recreation Report. How's it going today, Jason?
Wonderful, Ed. Thanks. Living the dream here at CAB. Lots of families in at the resort and joining us out on the property here. It's a full house and busy as usual.
That's great. Here. Nice to see, like we were just talking about, it's the dog days of summer. Like, it's hot. It's the middle of summer. People are really enjoying their vacations. You can tell people are, you know, just relaxing and enjoying the water and the lake. And anywhere I've been, I've kind of just noticed that it's, we're in full swing for summertime here. And the fishing's been pretty good too, hey?
Oh yeah, the fishing's been great. I have my interview this week with Colby Keeler, and he gives quite a bit of good insight into depths and what lures to, or what bait to use, and strategy and approach and location. So, yep, fishing's been great. It's been consistent, as Travis shared last week.
Yeah, which has been a great season for fishing. So I know that you have the Minnesota Trail team coming in on, is that August 12th?
August 17th.
So yep. That's a big event for your community. And I know that you guys are hosting it at the Pines of Capitogama. So they'll take off and return to your dock and then do the weigh-ins with, I believe you guys do a barbecue and just a good gathering of people watching those fish come in, right?
Yeah, we encourage anybody to come down who'd like to see the weigh-in. It's at 3 o'clock. We'll have the Pines will be open to the public to come in and participate in the activities. We'll have the volunteer fire department. We'll be grilling up burgers and dogs, pop and chip for $10, and can see some of the big bags of fish that these professional anglers are going to be bringing in out of CAB.
That's awesome. And so do you have any other events going on this week in Capitogama?
Yeah, coming up on Friday and Saturday, Arrowhead Lodge has some live music on Friday, August 1st at 6:30. Trace Osos, a bluegrass band, is performing. And then on Saturday, August 2nd at 4:30, they'll be performing as well. So come on down, grab a nice bite to eat, sit out on their beautiful patio and deck. My wife and I were over there last week, had a nice meal there, and overlooking the lake as the sunset. It's going to be a great time over at Arrowhead Lodge.
Yeah, Mike and Becky do a great job out there. And you know, that lodge is over 100 years old. I've sat on the deck. I had lunch out there with my dad and my nephew last year, and just an awesome, you get a bit of a higher view sitting on their deck, and it's cool to walk through that building and to see the history and the heritage there. And it's a great spot to visit. I really enjoy Arrowhead.
It really is. We love pulling the boat up. They've got a beautiful marina. You pull up, they got dock boys tie you off. They got pelicans often in their bay area. Our kids love seeing the pelicans there.
Yeah, I say pelicanos, but they're pretty cool. And hey, what about, I think you have a blueberry pancake feed coming up too.
Yeah, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, August 3rd from 8 to noon at Capitogama Town Hall, all you can eat, blueberry pancakes, sausage links, milk, orange juice, coffee. Adults are $10, kids 7 and under are $5, and it's a great opportunity to come and have some fresh blueberry pancakes and support the community.
Well, that's fantastic. And hey, I know that you guys do this, and Kex Cove, they are a sponsor of ours as well. You talked about their garbage can pizza, Sunset Cruise. Have you guys been able to take that in lately, or will you do that again, you know, one time this year?
Oh, yeah, we've done it twice now this year, and we'll be doing it more coming up throughout the rest of August here for sure. Yeah, it's fun. Pull up to the Rocky Ledges dock and run up, you know, call ahead, order a pizza, some fried green beans, maybe some fried mushrooms, some appetizers, and bring them down onto the boat and just go tool around slowly while we enjoy a nice meal out on the lake.
And sorry, yeah, I said Kex Cove, but that's the Rocky Ledge garbage can pizza. They have a Kex Cove. They're doing the Broaster Roaster Chicken. So they do have that. Yeah. They have that. They're the only one on the lake with that. Broaster chicken, and apparently it's really, really good as well. So, you know, get out there. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it is really good. And actually, we've had guests on property say, we've heard about the broasted. Where do we get the broasted chicken? There's broasted chicken somewhere. Yep, we send them over to Kex Cove to go grab that.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Larry and his wife do a good job there. And yeah, they're the only one out there doing that pressure cooked chicken like that. And it is great chicken. So you're always going to get good, moist chicken. So, you know, when you're out there visiting out in Lake Capitogama, hit all these resorts up, visit, make sure that you spread it around and go out and visit these people. And, you know, you get to see those undeveloped shorelines, and it's just a pretty special place out there in Voyageurs National Park.
It truly is, Ed.
Right on. So, hey, we're going to listen to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report with Colby Keeler and Jason Sheehan. So let's jump into it.
Let's jump into it, Ed.
Awesome.
This week's Cabotogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Cabotogama, your getaway to adventure in Voyageurs National Park. With 30 full hookup RV sites, including clifftop views 60 feet above the lake, you'll wake up to nature's best. Rent a Garmin-equipped boat or golf cart and hit the water from their private marina. Complete with electric hookups and fuel service, adventure begins at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Cabotogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge. Just minutes past the giant wall and beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Kex Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broaster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Kex Cove, everything you need and so much more. Kex Cove, Lake Cabotogama.
Welcome to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, your weekly guide to what's biting and what's happening across one of Minnesota's most iconic lakes, nestled in Voyageurs National Park. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan. Each week, we check in with local guides, anglers, and community members to bring you the latest fishing conditions, helpful tips, and stories from around the lake. Whether you're here to plan your next trip or just love staying connected to the water, let's jump into it. This week, we're checking in once again with a familiar voice, Colby Keeler, fishing guide, general manager of Driftwood Lodge, and Cab Outdoors. Colby joined us earlier this season back in early June, and since then, a lot has changed on the lake and at the resort. Colby, it's been about 7 weeks since we last talked. How's your summer going?
Oh, it's been awesome. Thanks for having me back.
Set the scene for us. How are the fishing conditions on Cab right now as we close out July?
So this last week, everything's kind of transitioned from being real shallow to moving out to the reefs. I went from being on the weed lines to 15, 20 feet now. Still on the leech crawler kick, but I'd say crawlers are favoring. There's a saying I learned this year, lunkers love leeches, and that's definitely true. Seems like a lot of our bigger fish are coming off leeches.
I like that. Lunkers love leeches. Water temps. I mean, the last couple of days
seem warm,
heating up.
Yeah, no, it's great swimming weather. This is the time to be up here with the family, do some swimming. It does make fishing a little bit tougher, but water temps are 75, 76, I think I saw the other day, which is very warm for our lake. Not generally that warm.
Are you seeing any unusual patterns this year with the weather, maybe compared to typical years?
The storms always seem to surprise us. Yeah. They're not as well broadcasted. But no, for the most part, it seems like the normal summer patterns. We always start off up along the weeds once the bugs start hatching. Then we get to the dog days of summer where it's warm and move out to the deeper water for a little bit. But here soon, probably in the next couple of weeks, the lake will turn over. It'll cool off again, and I should be able to have another good shallow run.
All right, so that's the pattern that's producing right now, is out in the deeper reefs and the mid-lake humps.
Yeah, it seems like 15 to, today even out to 25 feet. But early morning, I still find them up along the weeds, but it depends on the sun. If the sun comes up right away by 8, 9 o'clock, they're moved out.
Yeah, that was today for sure.
Yeah, it was a cooker.
What are the depth ranges again?
Go 15 right to as far as 25 would probably be the deepest I caught them at. But 15 to 18, I'd say, has been the sweet spot.
All right. Any reports you're hearing? I know everybody's targeting walleye. Anything on some of the other species?
Big pike are active. We had one group last week, a gentleman and his son. I think they caught 7 between 30 to 42 inches.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, they like throwing those big baits, the 9-inch Suics, and yeah, one day they got two back-to-back, 36 and I think a 42.
Oh, which, 42, that's yeah. a trophy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. What about bass? Have they...
They're still on their beds. Okay. Yeah, they're just about every bay you go into, you'll catch one or two. But,
okay.
But not... They don't really school up as much. For the most part, you're just kind of covering ground and picking up one here and there.
All right, we got August 17th. We have Minnesota Bass Nations coming here. Any advice, any guidance for these anglers? Where are you finding them?
The rock piles are always a solid place to start. It seems like rock piles with shad wraps or crawdad lures do well. Otherwise, okay. Sandbars with just a jig and a worm. That method's pretty bulletproof. And yeah, if for the guys that are coming up too, make sure you stop and get a hamburger from the fire department.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, let's talk shop a little bit. What's new at Cab Outdoors this summer?
A lot of new clothing. Ice cream flavors are also rotating. Yeah, for the most part, we're just trucking along as usual. Slinging ice cream, getting bait, tackle, groceries, all that.
Anything specific with lures? I thought I saw you got some lures for the
50th. Oh, yeah, we do have the 50th anniversary, kind of like a, I don't know, collectible lure. It's one I'd feel bad to throw on a pole and use. It looks too pretty.
But
yeah, for the 50th anniversary, we got some custom hand-painted lures made of shad wraps, whopper ploppers, things like that. And yeah, they're very cool. They come in a collectible box that also indicate Voyageurs National Park, Lake Cabotogama, and we only had 50 of each made, so they're all numbered as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're kind of getting to the end of them, though, so if you haven't picked one up already, make sure you stop in.
All right, I have to stop in and grab one myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new to the guide fleet this year?
No, not a whole lot, actually. I'm still doing my jig and a... I changed the bait now. Jig and a worm, jig and a leech, but for the most part, I'm doing the same strategy. When I'm shallow, I'm pitching. When I'm deep, I'm vertical jigging. But otherwise, no, I've been fishing almost the same way my whole life, it seems like. I will change. When times do get real tough, I will put on a Lindy rig, but I try to refrain from it sometimes.
Okay. How's this season shaping up at Driftwood?
Good. We've been very busy. The pool's being used quite a bit. The guests... This is the best time for families, just for the swimming and tubing. They've just been in and out nonstop. And then that also, this nice weather helps with our ice cream sales down at the store. Seems like every night there's a line of people ready to get some ice cream after dinner.
So that must be the ebb and the flow of the season. This time of year, you're hosting guests, more families.
Yep, the hardcore fishermen, they kind of know the hotter time for fishing is spring and fall. Fishing is good year round, but this is the time the kids are out of school. Families, especially the wives and kids, they enjoy the warmer weather. A little bit easier for them to go swimming and stay entertained while the guys are out fishing.
All right. Are you still running tours? Kettle Falls?
Yeah, I've done it. I've seen you out at the Rock Garden a few times, and then yeah, Kettle Falls have been pretty popular. Every time we go there to get lunch, seems like there's a pretty big dining room full of people, so that's good. It seems like everybody's making their way out there.
Yeah, it gets very crowded there around that 12 o'clock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the walleye sandwich is worth the wait.
Oh, it's, totally.
It's awesome. Catch of the day.
Catch of the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my go-to as well. Any particularly memorable or unexpected moments this year?
We have had a few pike jump out of the water after a perch. Kind of scares the...
So you've got a perch on the line, you're pulling in a perch, and the pike comes up.
Yeah, it just comes up and grabs everything and usually takes it all. I have yet to actually get one in, but had an incident, too, where we were bringing in a bass, went to net that, and actually we netted two bass, even though only one was on the hook, which, yeah, it came up to either grab the lure out of its mouth, or I'm not sure what he was thinking, but, yeah, that was pretty unique. Otherwise, I caught a pretty cool Stanley Thermos on the lake. I profited $40 on that catch. That was pretty cool.
Oh, no joke. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. As we roll into August, anything anglers, visitors should be preparing for pattern-wise?
Once the water cools off, it actually becomes a little bit easier. Seems like they're feeding a little bit more. And then once the water cools off, the grass kind of disappears. You're able to go into the shallows a little bit further. blueberries will probably be the next thing too for people in the area to go seek out. They're a little behind this year. Usually this week and last week are the peak blueberry season, but I think it was relatively dry early on. So now they're almost to the point where you actually start picking and eating them.
Yeah, certainly raspberries have been in.
I've been picking them myself. We got some up top of the hill at our place, and I try to get a handful every time I go by.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, nothing beats it. Colby, it's always great catching up with you. Thanks for giving us the latest from both on the water and behind the counter. For folks looking to book a trip with you, rent some gear, get the local scoop, how can they reach you?
You could always give me a call at 218-235-7382. Otherwise, stop in at the Cab Outdoor Shop, grab yourself an ice cream, ask the staff if I'm around or what my availability is like if you'd like to get out on the water. And make sure you get out here before summer's over.
Thanks again, Colby. That wraps up this week's Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. Whether you're chasing meter-sized walleyes or just soaking up the scenery, Cab's got something for everyone. Until next time, tight lines, calm waters, and be well.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Colby.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. This is Mike Gakely with Jason Sheehan and Colby Keeler. We'll see you next week on the water.
That's your weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.